this place that we have been placed because of what Adam did. He brought us out of that. He inherited us. We became his inheritance. He inherited us so we could become his, like him. We have his life, his nature, his attribute, his spirit, his grace, which is his ability, so that you can know what took place, what you have, what's is available right now. So it says in this, and so that you can know and understand what is what? The immeasurable and unlimited, surpassing greatness of his power. The unlimited, surpassing greatness of his power. So he tells us when this power was exercised and used, so you can have something to measure by, identify and know this. And he said, this is when I use it. And you heard the gospel. Because if you don't believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, you can never be saved. So he used that. You believe that's how you got in. So he said, this is when I used it. Hallelujah. So, and he said, surpassing greatness his power. He did it in Christ for us. I'm saying it so you can understand it. He did it in and for us who believe. It was done. So he used his power to raise Jesus from the dead. He did it in him for us. Because Jesus never made a mistake. He never missed it. He never sinned. It was for us because we the one that missed it. And he took our place. Went to hell for us. Redeemed us from it. Are you here today? So now watch what he said. In and for us. All right? Who believe? As demonstrated in the working of his mighty power, which tells me there was nothing. If Satan had the ability to prevent this, he would have stopped it. But if he couldn't stop it, now how can he stop you? Come on now. How can he stop you from walking in hell? How can he stop you from prospering? How can he stop you from walking and being full of joy? You choose to be saved. And you make choices on wrong information and situation you find yourself in, and you don't have a knowledge of the word. But if you knew the word, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't walk around broke when you know you're blessed. You wouldn't walk around sick when you know you're healed. You wouldn't walk around depressed when you know you're full of joy. Joy belongs to you. You wouldn't do it. But you do it because you have gotten some information from the wrong source that have filled this atmosphere around you, and you have not taken time to separate yourself from that influence and let the Holy Ghost talk to you. Anybody in the house today? See, we say things, but we have to pursue what we say. Some people, like we say, I sold my finances in the kingdom of God. Every penny will produce for me and for God and for me. The gospel will be preached. So we're saying that, but where it's coming from? Do you really mean that? You saying that, but how much are you sowing? Are you just sitting there saying it? See, just quoting or repeating what you heard or what somebody tell you repeat, how many times do you go back through the week? How many times do you open the Bible up and say, okay, God, I know what this is. This is you talking to me, so talk to me. Amen. All right, let's go on. Woo, glory to God. Notice what he said in verse 20. What did he say? Which he exerted in Christ when he did what? When he did what? Raise him from the dead. What did he raise him from? And where did he put him? At his own right hand. Where? Where? Well, let me ask you, you think Satan's up there at the right hand of God? I don't think that fool's up there. I know he's not. Because he had a position, but he played a fool, didn't he? But look what he did. Since Jesus took our place in going to hell, he asked us and told us to join him with where he's going. Whew. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Now just flip right over to, let's see, yeah, his own right hand in the heavenly places. Notice the next verse. Let's do the next verse so we can get the whole picture. Fable. Say that with me. Fable. Let's put a little more emphasis on it. Fable. Not valuable. Fable. You got to get this inside of you. Fable of what? Come on, we said that too fast. We didn't get it. All rulers, all rule and authority. Not some rule, all rule and authority and power and dominion. Every name, not some name, hallelujah, every name. I don't care what it is. I don't care how famous it is. I don't care how bad it is. I don't care how wicked it is. I don't care how they honor that name. He is far, not barely, but far above. Now notice, above every title, some people so hung up on titles. And other people bow down to. But I'm not going to get hung up on a title when I got the name. The name. The name. Hallelujah. And in that name is all he is. Everything God is, everything God has given us is in the name. Did y'all hear me? In the name. It would do you good for you to take some time and just get along with God and just think about the name. Now, what did I have in the name? Everything. Everything. Now watch this. Title every name, that is name, right? Every title that can be conferred, not only in this age, now I'm going to take time to do this, not only in this what? Age. I mentioned this last week, we are in this age, this dispensation. There have been other dispensations that we didn't live in, but this is the age, the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. Jesus had his, we had the Old Testament,